Hallam FM, number one for South Yorkshire. Thank you for listening. Thanks for being there. A lot of love on Twitter and Facebook for Vic and Bob. Thank you for being on the show this morning.
Hello.
Right, you're both getting on a bit now.
Yeah.
And you both freely admit that lots of the TV shows that you've done involved alcohol before, during and after. I've got a little test for you now. Are you ready for this?
Would I like a drink?
It's whether or not you can remember stuff. And now, Vic, you said earlier how it's not too long ago stuff, you know, in the sort of relative history. So let's see if you can remember the answers to your questions on Shooting Stars. Are you ready?
Yes.
Vic, first of all, this was a question you put to Jack D.
How many hours are there in a day?
How many hours are there in a day? What did he say and what was the answer?
I don't know. I'm going to presume he said 24.
And what was the answer?
No idea.
Let's have a listen.
24 hours in a day.
Jack says there are 24 hours in the day. Well, let's find out. This is a science program.
Vic gets out his alarm clock.
One.
Oh, he's counting them up.
So I remember now, yeah.
12.
12 was the answer.
Right, yeah.
So he got 1 point. Are you taking the points, James, please?
Yeah.
The next one is Vic to Carol Vorderman.
Carol, yes. True or false, in some small villages in southern Brazil, red, green and yellow peppers are used as a kind of informal traffic light.
What did Carol say and what was the... What was it, true or false?
I believe it's true.
It's definitely true,
it's
yeah.
True, but Carol, but I don't know what said she false. Said.
Well, let's see.
No
yes,
idea.
It's true.
It is true!
There we go. Well done. Right, Bob, you've got a turn now. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is going really well, this bit, isn't it?
No, I'm enjoying it.
Okay.
you've got to inject some pace, though.
I'm trying. Bob, this is the Gaz Top. He was a how-to presenter with a lisp and dubious hair.
Gaz, true or false? Paul Daniel's head is wider than it is long.
Paul Daniel said, what's the answer?
He said false. The answer is true, and we proved it using a Caramac. That's my guess.
Your guess.
I think true. I did a drawing. A
significant margin.
You said true. Let's find out. Well, let's find out because we've got an artist's impression.
It's true, and we had the proof tomorrow.
Yeah, you were exactly. You did do a drawing.
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
Well remembered. And the final one. This is Bob to Ulrika, and a question at true or false. Here we go.
You want a question, Ulrika? False. Cheryl Cole's music is not as entertaining as her divorce.
Well, that's just cruel.
Yeah.
The answer is true.
Let's
it's
see.
It's true. It's not as entertaining as her divorce.
It's false, Ulrika. Oh. Sorry, they're both equally as haunting.
Right, what are the scores?
Well, I've given them 5.5 points.
Oh,
three
nice.
To Vic, two so and a half to Bob.
So, okay, so Vic wins,
yeah,
does he?
Yeah.
Well, Vic, how do you feel
Thank
about
you.
That inside?
How do I feel?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just waiting for the award, but yes, I feel great.
There is no award. Although the award is coming to Sheffield, November 24th and December 1st, playing the City Hall. You've got just 10 seconds for your own message to our listeners. Over to you, Vic and Bob.
Please come along to our concert. You'll find it very refreshing. Vic?
I'm so looking forward to coming to Sheffield, the city of knives and forks.
Vic and Bob, everyone!